House of the Lord. Welcome to Spoken Word Church, where it's all about Him. I thank you, God, right now for all the people that are making their way, all the people that are watching online. I thank you, Lord, that they are ready to receive and hear from you today. Lord, I give you all glory, honor, and praise because this is your house where we get to worship you in spirit and in truth. Let's go before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in prayer. Father God, I just lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we get to come before you to learn of you today, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that we have the heart open, ready to receive your word today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those people that are making their way, Father. I bind any hindrance that would try to keep them from your house. Father God, those watching online right now, Father God, I bind any distractions that will try to stop them from hearing the word today, Lord. Father God, I give you all praise, glory, and honor because this is your house where you dwell, where we get to worship you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for your word today. I thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear from the Spirit of God today. I thank you, Father God, as that word comes forth, it will drop in our hearts, Lord, and produce fruit, everlasting fruit. Lord, I thank you that our lives be a testimony to who you are. God, I give you all praise, glory, and honor. Now, Lord, I lift up CCI family right now, Pastor Valerie Holcomb and the CCI family, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that the work that they are doing is not in vain. But I thank you that you've called them for such a time as this to your people, Lord, to a hurting world, Lord, that knows they need you, Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, Father God, for our pastors, Dr. Daryl R. Simmons and First Lady April Simmons, Lord. I thank you, Father God, that they answered the call, Lord, to be the shepherds of this house in this area, Spanaway, Washington, Lord. I thank you, Father God, it's all about you and not about us. But Father God, I just thank you right now that you use us out in this hurting world, Lord, to bring your people to Jesus, to bring your people back to you, Lord. Father God, I just pray right now that if there's any hearts that are heavy in the house or online, Lord, that you speak to our hearts today, Lord. We can cast all our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. I bind any demonic force right now that would try to hinder the word from coming forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. We're open and ready to receive your word. It will forever change our lives, Lord, from this day forward. Lord, we get to worship you. We get to honor you today, Lord. We get to be in your presence today, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light, Lord. And that the life we live is not for ourselves, Lord, but for you, to bring others to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord, that we know our purpose, Lord, on this earth. It's to draw all men unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you honor and praise today because this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Those watching online, the joy of the Lord is your strength today. And I thank you, Lord, for those that are hurting. This is their time of deliverance. This is the time where the word is coming forth to bring about change that's everlasting. We thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's get ready for our announcements.
Small things like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girls, times, for lighting the way in the dark times, for pulling me in, for giving again, the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble, and although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor. For my babies, for my girls,
it is Labor Day weekend, but we should be laboring for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Well, we're going to go over our canopy of protection right now, Psalms 91. If everyone could stand as we read Psalms 91. Let's read together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall, there they end up in this, hold on. Thou shalt bear thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thy trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. We have Minister Nicola coming up.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good morning to each and every one of you. Amen. You may take your seats at this time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, we're going to go ahead and go right into our tithes and offering. Amen. And if you would turn to me, the scripture for this morning is going to be Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at the 9th verse. as we prepare our hearts to give. If you are in need of a tithe and offering envelope, just kindly raise your hand. Our greeter will be more than happy to serve you this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, O God. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning at the 9th verse. The word of the Lord says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with your first fruits, all of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. Amen. Here God has set a structure. He has put order into place. Amen. He says, honor the Lord. He says, honor me. Honor me with your wealth. Those of us that have income, amen. He says, honor me with your wealth. Tithing is of the Lord, amen. But he says, with your first fruits of all your crops. That means right off of the top, amen. It doesn't mean take for ourselves and give the Lord leftovers, amen. He says, with the first fruits of all your crops. And we have come to learn that the first fruits means the 10%, amen. And then he says, do this first. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing. God is a God of abundance, amen. He doesn't want us to have just enough or to barely make it. He says, give me, trust me, give me your first fruits. And then your barns will be full, overflowing. He is a God of abundance, amen. He says, your vats will brim over with new wine. Overflowing. His word does not say that the overflow will stop. Amen. He says overflowing, which is a continuation. Amen. So we could just bless the Lord this morning. Amen. He is a faithful God. Stand with me this morning. If you have your tithe and offering envelopes in your hand, we're going to go ahead and lift it up to the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come to you, O God. Father, giving you, Father, what you require, God. Father, there are needs of this land, O God, only you can fulfill, O God. But you can fulfill them, Father, through each and every one of us, Father. So this morning we give, Father, what belongs to you, back unto you, O God, for a greater purpose, O God. Father, bless the givers, Father. Father, those that are unable to give right now, Father, they have given their hearts, O God. Father, teach us, Father, to be givers, God, unto you, Father, to give you our reasonable sacrifice, O God. That you may show us, Father, how you alone can manifest, Father, the desires of our hearts, O God. So this morning, Father, we give unto you this morning, and we say, bless you, O God, as you continue to bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. And you may serve the people. Hallelujah. Amen. And while we are still standing, our confession of faith. If we can confess this, amen, together, amen. Let us begin. People are standing in line to get into this church in this location to hear the word of God. Every seat is filled in every service with expectations of signs, wonders, and miracles. Our Sunday morning service at 11 o'clock, our Wednesday night service at 7 p.m., our intercessory prayer service every first and fourth Saturday at 9 a.m., and any other service that we might have. Every need is in this ministry is met, and we are 100% tithe givers. All of our property is paid off in full, and we owe nothing to no man. Every member of this church is healed, healthy, blessed, and prosperous, and we are reaching the world with the gospel through our prayers and support. For this is a prosperous year for us, and the doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. For this is a prosperous year for us. The doors of success have been opened. We shall succeed in everything in Christ. The doors of failure have been closed, and we shall not know defeat. And being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he was able also to perform in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. You may have your seats this morning. Excuse me while I take a sip of water. Amen. Well, welcome again. Welcome back into the house of the Lord. For those of you that are tuning in this morning, blessings be unto you on behalf of our pastor and our first lady here at Spoken Word Church. We thank you for joining us this morning. And I also see that we have a guest this morning. Amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord a hand, praise? Amen. Well, welcome. Could we get your name, and if you could just let us know how you heard about Spoken Word Church?
My name is Ariel Salenga, and I was told about Spoken Word Church by Glenn McIntosh.
Amen. Brother McIntosh, praise the Lord. Well, welcome. Welcome. We trust and believe God has a divine word, not only for us that are here, but especially for you. We just thank God for you this morning because you could have gone anywhere else, amen, but there must have been a tugging on your heart, amen, which is why you are here. And so we just greet you with the love of Christ. Our pastor and our First Lady, Dr. Darrell Simmons and First Lady April Simmons, they are away at this moment, but here at Spoken Word, we speak the same and we do the same. Amen. So we welcome you this morning. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Before I go into prayer, I just want to say blessings to you, Pastor and First Lady, our shepherds, amen, of this house, like it was said this morning. You are my model, my mentor, and my motivator, amen. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to fulfill this office space while you are away, for trusting Christ who is in me. Amen. And I know that, well, we should all know that they are watching this morning. Amen. They are tuning in live. Amen. Why? Because they must be first partakers, amen. And we know that they are an example, an ensample and an example unto us. So good morning to you as well. Hallelujah. 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 Now, Father God, I come to you, Lord. Father, I submit myself unto you this morning, O God, as your vessel, Father. Father, I just thank you, O God, for your strength. Excuse me, for your strength, O God. For clarity, O God. Father, I thank you, Father, for being my teacher in the name of Jesus. For allowing me to stand before your people, O God. Holy Spirit, I say, work within me. What's in me, let it come out. Hallelujah. For you have placed a word, Father, in me this morning, O God. And I just thank you, O Father, that we could stand fixed and firm upon your word, O God. I thank you, O God, for challenging us for change, O God. So Holy Spirit, we say, have your way in this place. And we do all things to glorify and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Are we excited for the word this morning, huh? Are we excited? Amen. We should always be excited for the word. Amen. Because we should have an expectation of God. Amen. Of Christ. Amen. Because he never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. He's always working on our behalf. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So this morning the Lord has given us a word, and the title of this morning's message is to rise up. Amen. Rise up. Last week he spoke to us and he asked us, where art thou? Where are we? Amen. Now, so we were here and it was, where art thou? And now there's this comma and he says, rise up this morning. Amen. We touched on 2 Kings in chapter 6, where we touched on it just for a bit about the axe head. Amen. About Elijah and the disciples who needed a new land, and they went to the Jordan River. And they were using an axe head, and the man that was using the axe head, the disciple, he had lost the axe head. Amen. This morning, we're going to go ahead and continue with that. Amen. So if you would turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 6. And I'm reading from the NIV. Amen. But we are all going in the same direction. Amen. We're going to go ahead and begin. We'll go ahead and begin at the first verse. The word of the Lord says, the company of the prophets said to Elisha, look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pole, and let us build a place there for us to live. What they were saying is, they were telling Elijah, this land that we're in, it's not enough. He says, let's go, let's go. They were wanting to go to the Jordan, amen. He says, let's go to the Jordan River, and each of us, we could get some logs and make a place for us to live there. And Elisha said, go ahead. 3, then one of the disciples asked, won't you please come with us? Elisha answered, I'll go. So he went with them. He came to the Jordan River and he began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried out, oh no, master! It was borrowed. It was borrowed. So here he was. He was using an axe to cut down the trees, and the axe head, the heaviest part of the axe, fell off and fell into the water. And I think we can all agree that the axe head, the heaviest part of the axe, will not float. Amen. So these men, they came into a land and they had an axe that was borrowed. They had an axe that was borrowed, and the axe head fell into the water and it sank. And it was obvious that they were aware that the axe had sunk, but their real concern was that it was borrowed. The axe that they borrowed, what the man held in his hand, became his responsibility. Amen? To use it, to manage it, to be a good steward of it. While he possessed it, and now it was lost. Really, because they were working together, see, there was just one man using the axe head who lost it. But really, because they were working together, what they lost, it was they lost it. Amen? The man didn't lose it. They lost it together. See, in my walk with Christ, in my serving in the house, serving out of the house, in the community, serving one another, I had to learn that being a unified body, I had to take ownership. We have to take ownership, amen? Because it's not about me or you. It's about us as a whole. Our effectiveness together in Christ, amen? So they lost the axe head. We have to be accountable, which is why it's important for us to speak the same thing and do the same thing and to be in one mind, one accord. Amen? So just like the disciples who came into a new land, we have also come into a land. Amen? Can we agree on that? We have come into a land. Those of you that are watching, wherever you are at, God has placed you in a land. But we have all come together into this new land, just like Elijah and these disciples. We have come into this land, this new land, with something that is borrowed. Our time is borrowed. Our very breath is borrowed. Our bodies, our belongings, Amen. Our spouses, our children, our fancy cars. Amen. Everything is borrowed. In Psalm 24, verse 1, the word says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Everything in it belongs to him. He says, the world and all that live in it. That means you and I. Amen? But see, even those that believe that they have success. Amen? Those that have worked, those that have labored, those that have self-made success. They'll say, by my very hands, I made myself successful. But even that success is not of their own. Amen? Because God is the one. God is the one that gave them the ability to do, gave them bodies that are well able. Amen? The willpower, the intellect to achieve what it is that has caused them to be successful, to accomplish those very things. It's all borrowed. Because when life here on earth comes to an end, we can't take any of those things with us. It is borrowed. We can get caught up. We can get caught up with the weight of the world, with the doings of the world, the way the world operates. We can get caught up in our own thinking that will cause us to sink like the axe head. We can give our time to the world rather than to God, who requires our time. We give our time to the world and we become busy. Amen? We become busy and not productive. And in our busyness, we have wiped God from our schedules. Amen? First of all, we put God on a schedule. As if that's not even the lowest. And then we get so caught up in our doing that we've wiped him off of our schedule. And then we become tired and weakened and overwhelmed and overworked. On borrowed time. We have no problem giving our money and our support to a world that has already refused Christ. But we freely do, we freely give. But when it comes time to blessing the Lord and giving back unto him, we hold back, we refrain. And as we're doing this for the world, as we are supporting the world and their wicked ways, amen? Because if it's contrary to Christ, the word says it is wicked. We become abused, neglected, compromised, and depressed, and we wonder why. Why is it so? All these things and so much more become weight on us. We take on this weight that we don't need to carry. The burdens. Amen? We take on this weight and we begin to sink like the axe head. Now these men, when the axe head fell into the water, he needed help. Amen? We need help We are in need of a Savior. Amen. We would not be here this morning if we had it all together. Praise God. But doing the ways of the world and taking on this weight, are we really benefiting? Who is benefiting? Is God benefiting? Are we benefiting? In us being robbed, are we benefiting? What are we doing, brothers and sisters? What are we doing with our borrowed time? With our gifts and our talents, with our able bodies? Is it uplifting or upbuilding the kingdom of God? This is a question that we must ask ourselves. What we are doing, is it glorifying Christ? If you would turn with me to go ahead and save your place there. If you would turn with me to 1 Colossians chapter 1. First Colossians chapter 1, beginning at the 16th verse. Can I get an amen when we're there?
Amen.
Amen. It says, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him." Through Christ and for Christ, what are we doing? Leaders in authority, the very authority that you have, amen, in this nation, in this world, the very authority that you hold, the very office that you possess, that was God-given. Are you managing it well? Is Christ in your decision making? Or are you suppressing and oppressing God's people? Are you keeping them in bondage when Jesus has already liberated? Because it says all things have been created through Christ for him. Today, the Lord says, tell the owner that the owner has need. Amen. He says, rise up. Rise up this morning, my children. Rise up this morning because I have a need. I have a need. Last week, the Lord had asked us, where art thou? Where do we stand with him in our lifestyle, in all areas of our life? From our marriages to our relationships with our children and our finances and our servitude with humanity, where do we stand? And it was an opportunity for us to do a self-examination. Amen? But this morning he says, we're past that. See, God will never allow us to stay at one particular place in our life for too long. Amen? He's given us a purpose. He talks about going from the milk to the meat. That's what he's doing with us. He's weaning us. He's taking us off of the milk, and he's giving us meat. He's giving us substance this morning to hold on to work with. Amen? He said, I asked you last week, where art thou? so that you know individually where you stand in me. But now we're past that. And how did we get past that? This is how. If we can go back to 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 6, we're going to go ahead and go down to the 5th verse. How do we get past that? Verse 5. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried, the disciple cried, "Oh no, master, it was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" And when he showed Elijah the place, Elijah cut off a piece of the wood and he threw it into the water. He threw it into the water, and at that place, that very place that he threw the wood into the water, the axe head floated up. Elisha said, he said to the disciple, "Pick it up." What was not there, what was unseen, became tangible. Amen. He says, "Pick it up. Now that you see it, pick it up." Last week we said, this is what I'm going through, God. When he said, "Where art thou?" It was our time to confess to him. This is where I am in my life. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm struggling with. Here I am. We threw it all in. We gave him everything. Amen. So that he can make the crooked things in us straight. Amen. So he could cause an alignment. Amen. So that we could all be going the same direction. We presented who we are and what was in us unto him. We threw it in, just the way Elisha threw in that piece of wood. He cut the piece of wood and he threw it into the water. But see, here's the thing. When Elijah cut the piece of wood, he cut it from a tree. Okay? This is how we got past where we were. Amen? The things that were holding us back. He cut a piece of the tree. He didn't cut the tree down. He cut a piece. And when he cut a piece and he went to the water, the rest of the tree stayed where it was. Amen. Are we hearing that? Last week when we presented ourselves to God and we said, "Clean us up," he cut us. Amen. He carved us and he left the rest behind. Amen. And so the significance of Elijah cutting the piece of the wood was there was a separation. There was a separation that took place. He had the piece of wood and the rest of the tree was left behind. And what he had in his hand, what he held, what he possessed, amen, became his tool. It became his tool, and it was going to serve a purpose. He cut off the piece of wood and he threw it into the water and he made the axe head float. It says he made the axe head float. It wasn't magic. He didn't stand there and hope that he would throw this piece of wood in and hope that the axe head would float up. No, he commanded. He made it float. It was through the power of Christ. Amen? See, we cannot do things by ourselves. We cannot do things on our own. It was the power of Christ. We need the power of Christ, amen. We possess, we are possessors of the power of Christ. He threw it. It was his faith. It was by the Spirit that he knew that the axe head would float to the very top. He was obedient. He did what God, what the Spirit instructed him to do. And God performed it. Amen. See, we don't have to perform anything. We just have to trust and believe in God. We just have to seek Christ daily. Amen. And believe that what we are asking, what our desires of our heart is, he will perform it. Then Elijah was able to tell the disciple, go ahead, pick it up. What the man of God was, what he really did was he commanded the axe head to rise up. This morning, the Lord is saying, rise up. You are no longer there. You are here. I have brought you from there to here, and I'm going to launch you forward. But rise up. Rise up. Rise up in your hearing. Rise up in your doing. Rise up in me. Amen. When we confessed last week where we stood, the uneven ground, amen. We confessed it. And we gave it all to Christ. That was us leaving the tree behind. But then God says, okay, I found you. You were lost and I found you. You were misplaced. You weren't sure of where you were, if you were coming or going, but you know what? I found you. This morning he says, I've located you. And today he says, rise up. Rise up and continue to serve your purpose. Amen. We all have a purpose. And the beautiful thing in this rising is there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Amen. He doesn't hold our faults against us. He doesn't continue to point out our shortcomings. It's fresh and anew. He says, I'm pulling you off of the milk. It's time that we grow up. He says, we're moving forward. He says, in this very land, hear my word is the borrowed tool. Amen. Did we catch that? The word of the Lord, what he has given us from Genesis to Revelation, everything in it, he says, he has given it to us and he says, here is the borrowed tool that I am entrusting you with, that you are responsible for, that I am holding you accountable for. Amen? Here is my word. Here is my tool. Pick it up. He says, pick it up and use it. Use it. Use it. He says, seek me. Seek me first. Seek me first in all things, amen, because I will direct your path, amen. Praise me, worship me, serve me, reverence me. And then he says, obey me. Obey what I have said. Obey what I have commanded, what I have instructed, what I have given you. He says, open it up. Open it up this morning. See, the Lord has proven we all have a testimony. Amen. We have more than one testimony. Amen. Because the first one is Jesus saw us worthy. We have more than one testimony. He has shown himself faithful unto us. Amen. Even when we were not faithful, praise God.
Hallelujah.
His grace and his mercies, amen. He has proven that he is faithful. But in his faithfulness to us, we have a responsibility unto him. Amen. And that's to fulfill his written mission, what his word says. To fulfill his mission by faith from our heads to our hearts to our hands. From our head to our hearts to our hands. What's in our head, what Christ has given us, amen, he says, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, godly wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, not worldly. He says, I have given it to you. He says, take it and share it. What's in your heart, what I've put in your heart, my very oracles, the written word, the love, the compassion for humanity, what I've put in your heart. He says, share it. Share it with someone. Don't keep it bottled up. Don't keep it for yourself. It was never meant just for us. Amen. He says, share it. And then that goes to our hands. He says, now that I've given you these things, he says, labor, labor in love, labor for me, hallelujah. It requires us to put our hands to the plow, and this is about rising up to our purpose that God has placed within us. Amen. He says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. He says, I know I've given you an expected end. We have a purpose to fulfill. And he has given us the tool. And when we lost the axe head, when we veered off the track, he says, here it is. Now pick it up. Pick it up and utilize it. See, we are on borrowed time. If there's anything that we can take from today, we are on borrowed time. There is no time, brothers and sisters, for excuses. Amen. God does not want excuses. He wants commitment. He wants accountability. He wants reliability. He wants unification. There's no time for excuses. So we have to stop saying, I'm sick. I feel sick. He says, no. You're only as sick as you say you are sick, because I've already said you're healed. Amen. So walk in your healing. Amen. He says, stop that. Rise up. He says, stop saying I can't. Because with me, all things, you can do all things with me. You can do all things in my name, in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says, stop saying you're weak. Stop repeating it in your minds. Those of you that are listening, there is someone there that is repeating it in their mind. I am weak. He says, no, you are strong. Open up your mouth and confess it. I have made you strong. Wherever your feet tread shall be your coast. Amen. He says, you are blessed in your comings and in your goings. And those of us that are weeping, that doesn't need to be an ongoing thing. Because he says, weeping endures in the night, but joy comes in the morning. We have a hope in Christ. Amen. But he says, rise up. Change your thoughts. Amen. Rise up. I've located you. You found yourself in my word. Now rise up. You're mighty in pulling down strongholds. Amen. You could speak to the mountain and say, be thou removed in the name of Jesus, and it will be removed. You have power. You have the indwelling spirit that you possess, that we possess. He says, my children, I have established, I have set standards, I have raised a standard that not even the enemy can cross. I have raised a standard. You are in the safe zone. I've clothed you in armor. I have given you the tool, the very tool that you need. He says, rise up and take your place. He speaks to all of us. In closing this morning, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35, the word of the Lord says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. He's already telling us what is to come, amen? That heaven and earth shall pass away. He says, but my words, the tool that I gave you, it shall not pass away. It's everlasting. He says, no one knows the time or the hour, but my Father. This morning he says, the owner of the owner has need. My brothers and sisters, those that are watching, we are the need. Did we hear that this morning? We are the need that Christ is in need of. Because there is work to do. There are souls out there. There are many that are in need of a personal Lord and Savior, but he needs us. He needs us to take our rightful positions, to be unified, to come together, to be whole, healthy, and complete, to do the labor of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Can we give the Lord a hand praise for his word this morning? Hallelujah. For those of you that are watching this morning, if you are here this morning with us and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, this morning, just lift your hands in a sign of surrender. If you felt the tugging upon your heart, if you've heard the voice this morning that says, rise up. He's speaking not only to us, but to you as well. He can be your personal Lord and Savior. Just lift your hands and say, Lord, I submit myself unto you. I believe in my heart that you are Lord. I receive you in my heart as my personal Lord and Savior, that I too may have eternal life, that I too may be a new creature in you, that I too may rise up and take my place. Father, come into my heart. Bless me unto today. If you are one that is a backslider, that has slid back from Christ, whether you're online or whether you're here this morning, it doesn't mean that you've turned your back on Christ, but you've pulled away. If that's you this morning and you want to be in right standing with Christ, just say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Thank you for locating me this morning. Thank you for showing me that I have a purpose in your kingdom. Father, receive me again, that I may continue to run the race, that I may be effective, Father. Thank you for changing me. Now allow me, Father, to utilize the tools that you have given me to further advance your kingdom. Hallelujah. If you are one that does not have a church home, you are more than welcome to join us here at Spoken Word Church. Amen. This is a church for all nations. Amen. We are a full gospel apostolic church. What does that mean? That means that we minister, we teach, we walk in the word of Christ from beginning to end, Genesis to Revelation, leaving nothing out, operating in the gifts that God has given us fully. You are more than welcome to join us. You may find more information online about us. Amen. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his love shine ever so upon you. May we continue to be hearers and doers of the word. May we rise up this morning and take our place. May we utilize the very tool that he has given us, that we be challenged for change. Amen. So this morning, God bless you and bless you until we meet again. Amen and amen. To God be the glory. Amen.